So it's been a while. Happy holidays to anybody that's actually listening. Probably nobody but myself, but like I always say in these, I really don't care. I kind of just do it to hear myself talk. So tonight is, it's not Christmas Eve. It's the day before Christmas Eve. And I'm sitting here. I was actually in a good mood all these holiday seasons. I'm usually not a big Christmas guy, but I've been in a good mood all week. But I'm depressed tonight because I saw family and friends and today, and all I heard people complain about, they just complained about everything, and it's all fear, you know? It's all fear. If you can't see that, that's all they're selling to you on TV, on news, even in movies and TV shows, but especially in the news. If you're sitting at home and you're watching the news every day, all they're selling you is fear. It used to be that sex sold. We all knew that. Sex sold. I mean, that's why they made, you know, hot-looking girls become sportscasters and weather women and stuff, because sex sells. Well, guess what else sells? Fear. Fear is the biggest advertising money there is now. No advertiser pays for ad spots if they're showing good news. They do it in fear spots, and you can tell just by looking at it. It will always be the highlight of Fox News or any of them, whatever the highlight of whatever they're complaining about that day. The most heated debates will always have the most high-paying advertisers. You'll see the Mercedes commercials and all that when they're all arguing, bickering back and forth. Now, later on, when they're just telling you about regular news or something that happened here or there, you see the commercials for dish soap. That's all it is. They've been doing it since the beginning. It's the nature of the beast. It's a system. It's just pounce and pour fear into your everyday life. People should not be thinking on the Christmas holidays about how immigration is ruining the country, or how this war is ruining this, or this war. It's disgusting. There's no other way to put it. It's just disgusting, because the people that I'm hearing it from are some of the warmest, most loving, caring people I've ever met in my life, including my sister and my family. But the stuff that's coming out of their mouth now is what I would expect Sean Hannity or any of the other douchebags that are on the news. And I mean all of them, not just Fox News. All of them are douchebags as far as I'm concerned, because they're all selling fear. They're not telling you anything you couldn't find out independently. They're telling you what their opinion is of it. And you're accepting it. And you're getting scared by it. And by getting scared, you get fear. And by that fear, you fear the unknown. Oh, immigration. The big, bad, spooky one of this whole country. Listen, I just came back from Arizona. I saw firsthand what immigration's like. And I've always been I didn't really care about immigration, because it doesn't affect me, and it still doesn't affect me. But when I went to Arizona, yeah, I did notice that, yes, immigration is definitely broken when I saw what I saw at the airport. But when people tell me at Christmas time, well, they're coming here and they're living off the system. Guess what? So are a couple of million whites and blacks that are American citizens. People have been living off the system since the system started. It's nothing new. I'm not saying it's good that the Mexicans or the Guatemalans or the Haitians or whoever are coming here are doing the same thing. What I'm saying is that you can't blame everybody. That'd be like, all black people should play basketball. Why? Well, because that guy does. Well, that doesn't mean every Mexican is going to... It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense. And it's because it's a fear of what they don't know. I've talked about fear many a time in these audios, and that's all it is. It's because you don't know it, so you fear it and you hate it. And that just makes everything worse. Everything. Now, I'm not saying you got to walk around dumbsided and not know what's going on in the world. But what I'm saying is the things that you can't control, there is no point of watching 24-hour news on that one subject if there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Yes, you can vote. Maybe rules will change. Maybe laws will change on immigration. You can do all that. But until you do that, shut up. Nobody wants to hear it. Well, I guess other people that are sucked into it like you are, they want to hear it. But that's the problem. It's fueling the fire. It's fueling all the hate. It's horrible. I mean, have you ever really listened to any of these people? And that's the scary part. Like, when I say these people, I mean your sister, your cousin, your brother, your neighbor, whatever. You know, I feel for them. I don't hate them. I don't try to get mad at them, because it's not their fault. They're being sucked in. I have to feel for them. I just, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. You can go down to the wall. When I was in Arizona, I saw that too. Drove by the border and saw all these guys hanging out in their campers with Trump flags and Confederate flags and machine guns waiting on the border to take people, I guess, and do something with them. I don't know what. But that's just stupid. Go live your life. These people are not coming here just to live out the system. Yes, some of them are. Yes, some of them are murderers. Yes, some of them are drug dealers. Maybe some of them are terrorists. I don't know. But you can't sit there and blame 10,000 people for 5 or 10 people. And if you sit there and you're hearing this and you say, well, you got it, then you're ignorant. Because, like I said, it'd be, oh, all black people play basketball. It's racism. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. It doesn't matter if you say, okay, that guy's a murderer, and so all the rest are murderers. You're just blaming the whole class. That's racism. Pure and simple. It's disgusting. It doesn't make any sense. You know, oh, they're living off the system. Why is it that I don't ever see anybody complain about, I know mad people living off the system. I know people that are complaining to me about them living off the system who have relatives that are living off the system. Well, they're taking the jobs. Dude, I have been hearing that for I don't know how damn long now. I have never had a job ever that I've been replaced by somebody from a Spanish country. Ever. And I probably never will. Because I learned trades that they don't know. And you know what? I actually was a roofer one time. Now I see those guys roofing. But do you know the reason why they're roofing? Because there's no freaking roofers anymore. So they're taking jobs where there's nobody anymore. That's the other thing, too. I ain't gonna lie. I'd rather have 20 Mexicans on my roof because I know the job will get done within a couple days. They'll do it right instead of having to wait for union workers to do it in 15 weeks. So don't sit here and complain about it. That's the silly part about it is everybody complains about stuff. And then I say, you like strawberries? I love strawberries. You want to pick your own strawberries? Well, that's not what I mean. Yeah, it is what you mean. So shut the fuck up. Come on, man. It's just, literally, I started this feeling depressed and sad. And now I'm enraged by it because I know where it's coming from. And it's coming from media. And it's coming from news. And it's coming from stupid orange people and stupid old white people yelling and screaming about it. And they don't care. That's the one thing you should know by now, that they don't care. Nobody that you're voting for cares. It doesn't affect them. They become the president for a little while. They get out. They make millions of dollars selling books and doing talks. They don't worry about it. Obama's not sitting there worried about somebody taking his job right now. He's not. He's worried about getting his strawberries on time. Okay? The same thing with Bush. The same thing with all Republican, Democrat. It doesn't matter. They don't care. So they sell it to the media, and the media sells it to you. Fear. Packaged. Delivered. Here you go. Hate life. Hate your neighbors. Despise your family because they don't agree with you on certain things. That's what we want you to do. Oh, and while you're at it, if you could, buy a BMW from one of our sponsors. Thank you. That's all it is, man. It's a big game. I mean, it's the holidays. You know, you used to hear it at Thanksgiving. You'd hear crazy, that old joke, crazy Uncle Billy sitting in the corner talking like a Nazi. But now you're hearing it from everybody. And you're hearing it from people that you never thought you'd hear it from. And I won't be so pompous and ignorant to sit here and try to say it's Trump's fault either. Because I know there's a lot of Demotards out there that'll think that's what it is. It's not. It's been around forever. It's never stopped. We never tried working on it. We just allowed racism to keep on spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. And then racism turned into anti-immigration, anti-this, anti-that. We never tried to work together. We never tried to come together. There was literally a report that just came out. The 113th Congress of the United States, this Congress that we have now, has done 16% less work than any other Congress in the years previous. 16% may not sound like a lot, folks. But it's a fucking lot when you're the one creating and controlling government and laws of society. Because they don't agree on anything. So when they don't agree, they go into stalemates. Guess what they do when they go on stalemates, folks? They go on the news. And they sell you fear. Oh, it's their fault. It's their fault. It's not our fault. No, it's their fault. And then when they're not on the news getting paid thousands of dollars for every 15-minute interviews, they're off on a boat or they're off at one of their mansions or retreats. And they're on standby government, but they're on vacation. You cannot let this bother you. I know how it is. I let it bother me. And now I'm letting people that are bothered by it bother me. You cannot live your life in constant fear of things that you have absolutely no control over. I hear so much stuff about the immigration problem in this country, but I don't ever hear, like today. And my sister's not the only one, but I hear all these people saying, well, we're spending all my tax dollars on this immigration thing. You're not. You're not spending all your tax dollars on the immigration thing. Actually look up where your tax money goes. The top 24%, it splits up into groups, the top 24% of your tax dollars goes towards the defense budget so that we can stockpile weapons, so that we can give those stockpiles away to another country, and then with tax dollars, that's how they rebuild the stockpile. So we're giving these guys the weapons. Those guys owe us money for the weapons. If they actually pay us, that money goes right back to the defense contractors. But you and I are fitting the bill with our tax money, refilling the stockpiles. 24%. Then you got healthcare. That comes in. Obviously, we all know that's fucked. But that's never. Nobody talks about healthcare anymore in this country. Then after that, you have schools and municipality laws. That makes sense. We have to have that. And then you have 18% goes towards systems that help everybody in America. Not just immigrants. Everybody. Medicare. MassHealth. Well, not MassHealth, but Social Security. All that stuff. It's everything. It's not just immigration law. What people aren't seeing, what my point of this is that you should not be worried about what Juan is getting as soon as he gets into America. You should be worried about what those weapons are doing overseas. And how they're killing people that we have nothing to do with. We have nothing against those people. And even if you have something to do against it, go over there and fight in Ukraine. Go fight in Palestine. You all sit here and worry about your tax dollars being wasted on Mexicans and Haitians and all that. But you don't say a goddamn thing when it comes to us murdering people all over the world. Yeah. Spread love and cheer on Christmas. Spread love and cheer on Christmas. And use all that fear and all that hatred that they're selling you and they're jamming down your throat every day. Use that on Christmas to talk about other human beings. Doesn't matter where they come from. Doesn't matter what they look like. They're humans. They're you. They're your brother and they're your sisters. They're your mothers, your fathers, your cousins. They're all. We are all. If you cannot see that, then you are blind. I was blind once. I am still in a lot of ways. I thank God every time he reminds me. Spread love and cheer. Everybody will sit here on Christmas and they'll let somebody go in traffic or something like that. But then Tuesday's going to come and it's all going to go right back to normal because everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's looking out for number one because the news told them, oh, we got to watch out for this. Oh, you got to watch out for that. And that's the thing. People don't just get scared about immigration and all that. These companies, they tell you, oh, you got to be scared if somebody flicks their lights at you or if you see this at night, or if you look up in the sky and you see that star, it could be a comet, or it could be coming to Earth. They literally have made it so that we hate each other. They talk about drugs and fentanyl. They don't ever talk about tobacco, do they? They don't ever talk about alcohol, do they? Killing people left and right. And they don't talk about that. Because it's lobbyist money. They get money from the alcohol companies, they get money from the cigarette companies. But they sell you the fentanyl fear. Oh, the fentanyl everywhere. There is fentanyl everywhere. I've literally seen people OD in front of me. But guess what? Before fentanyl, there was all kinds of other drugs. There was heroin. Then that's, fentanyl's coming from Mexico and it's coming over the border, blah, blah. Well, where the fuck do you think cocaine and everything came from? Where do you think everything comes from? And are you that blind that you think it all comes from Mexico? It doesn't come from Mexico. It comes from many other countries and then gets shipped through Mexico. The cartels that are in Mexico are runners. They're not dealers. And if you're blind enough not to see that, guess what? Every day in this country, every port in this country is bringing in all kinds of bad shit. But you don't talk about that because there's no Spanish people inside those boats. But guess what? There's a bunch of Hungarian women, a bunch of Chinese, Oriental women, children, all kinds of people being sold into slavery and everything. But you don't hear nothing about that. That happens all day, every day. But it's because they're not running over the border. And what do you care? They're making your iPhones for you, so you're happy. I went off on a little judgment on that one, but turn it off. Turn it off. God, if anybody ever listens to this and you literally watch the news and in fear every day, please listen to your brother. Turn it off. I used to walk around with so much fear. Nuclear war, coronavirus, VX during 9/11, all this bullshit that they sold me and told me that I have to worry about every day. so that I had to worry and stress out and get anxiety and get depression, so I had to buy all their meds that all their freaking advertisers promote all day long on their news stations. Do you not think that's a weird coincidence that all day long all you see is ads for pharmaceuticals selling anxiety drugs from the thing that is literally giving you anxiety? Do you not see that? Turn it off. Please, turn it off. Stop. Look around and realize there is nothing you can do about 90% of the stuff they're selling you. You can fight for things. You can vote for things. Definitely, and do that. And you should stand up. But actually look into it. Don't just believe everything you hear. Never allow another man's truth to be your own. Children. I had to listen to children today. 13-year-old children. Tell me about how it's bad and how everybody speaks Spanish. And you know, I don't like it either. I don't like people all speaking Spanish. I agree. I shouldn't have to go up to somebody at Walmart and ask them if they don't speak English. I understand that. But I can't blame those people. That's corporate's fault. And corporate don't care because corporate's doing it cheap. That's the same person that's advertising. But I don't want to hear that from 13-year-olds. I don't want to hear that from 53-year-olds. It's time to realize that that's, gosh, it's just fed to you and fed to you and fed to you. I love you all. Happy holidays.